This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. The city of Ann Arbor is growing and changing. You'll find growth in both the business and residential sectors. There's been great debate on what kind of development best suits the city's long-term goals, but little of that discussion is centered on the environmental impact. That's our focus today on Issues of the Environment. My guest this morning is the Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority, Susan Polly. Welcome back to WEMU.
Hey, David. How you doing?
I am great. Now, let me ask you this on a kind of a broad level, because I think it needs some context. When we talk about environmental sustainability downtown, it has to be couched in a greater and broader idea of sustainability, doesn't it?
It really does. For us in the downtown, we've often intertwined economic sustainability with environmental sustainability. An example is if we can get people to ride the bus, and by giving them a free bus pass to do it, we can help the environment because there are that many fewer cars on the roadway, but then also the business and the employee have that much less cost to them because their transit to work has been reduced in cost. So there's very much a connection between economic and environmental sustainability, especially in the downtown.
And a community without the reliance of each of those components and aspects just isn't as likely to succeed.
Absolutely. And the more we understand how all these systems work together, the less we silo all of this, the more successful we're going to be.
I mentioned at the outset, Ann Arbor is growing both as an economic hub in the region in terms of the number of people moving here. Now, according to DDA figures, the downtown population has increased by 56% since the year 2000 and 19% since the year 2010. Can that be right?
It absolutely can be. We've seen a lot of attention paid to these tall apartment buildings. What we haven't really paid as much attention to, we're building lofts, we're building condos. There's a densification of the number of people that are choosing to make downtown their home in terms of people all sharing an apartment together. Absolutely. We're seeing the downtown core. We're almost at 5,000 people living and working, or particularly living in the downtown.
As I understand it, as we talk about these new buildings that are going to be going up, there are no specific green requirements placed on developers, no level of energy efficiency requirements, no LEED certification requirements. And with such a demand on affordable housing, is there the potential for sacrificing sustainability for near-term growth?
Well, the city of Ann Arbor has for a long time championed the use of premiums in our zoning to encourage good behavior, good development. For instance, in the downtown, if you build a taller building and want to exceed what you're allowed under a floor area ratio that's provided to you under zoning, you can get extra height by using a LEED certified construction process or design. You can also get a taller building if you work to put affordable housing in your building. So the city is very much using the carrot approach, maybe less a stick and much more of a carrot.
The height of buildings is a constant source of controversy when discussing new development in Ann Arbor, and some believe that taller buildings tend to be less efficient as it is. Might the city look at placing more stringent green standards on those taller buildings?
From what I've seen, granted I don't know all the buildings in downtown as intimately as I might, but from what I've seen, the builders are building as green as they can because if they're going to own it, if their tenants are going to be comfortably living in it, you can't have a drafty building. You can't have all the money being spent on your electric bill because your heating cooling system is not working efficiently. They're building with an eye toward economics. So it, in many ways, it makes best sense for them to build it where there's an environmental component to the design. So it doesn't waste energy. It doesn't waste the dollars spent on the electric bill or the gas bill.
And when we talk about affordable housing, then, that must mean that they're actually building better quality or as good of quality things instead of some of the perception that perhaps affordable housing is cheap quality.
Absolutely. I understand from our community development department that when we work with a developer and there are affordable units in the building, they are of equal quality to all the other units in the building.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking about development in Ann Arbor and its impact. My guest is Susan Polly. She is the Executive Director for the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority. Now, there are programs in place to help existing buildings, existing business owners in the city to become more energy efficient and therefore more sustainable.
Yeah, for instance, the Ann Arbor DDA has for perhaps the last 5-6 years offered a free energy audit for downtown buildings and business owners. the idea, the more that the owner knows about what their dollars are going toward in terms of energies, the better likely they're going to be to make some changes to help reduce costs. The city has a PACE program, which is for commercial properties. If they have an energy audit, the city will work with them on financing some of the improvements to help make some of the improvements. So there's very much a commitment to try to support the efforts made. Some of the DDA audits have led to some amazing transformations downtown. I know Arbor Brewing has now become the first in the state solar-powered. Well, their first solar power was up on top of Arbor Brewing. Several of the office buildings owned by MAV at 350 South Main and over in the Carytown area have all sorts of things like solar panels, as well as there's a geothermal field in Carytown because MAV is committed to this. So there are programs in place, and then we have building owners who go above and beyond, and they take it even further because they themselves believe in it so keenly.
Much of the conversation about sustainability moving forward in Ann Arbor has centered on transportation, public transportation in specific. There is more parking available in Ann Arbor than ever before. It doesn't make finding a space any easier, though. How do you determine the appropriate balance, the level of parking spaces, against the desire for increased public transportation?
Well, years ago when we began, when I began, the garages were in terrible shape, and we heard from some, well, just let them fall to the ground, that'll force people onto the buses. And in talking with downtown stakeholders, what we heard was, no, that actually won't change my behavior. I can just find someplace else to work. What we began at that point was to change our way of thinking, that we need everything. We need a menu of options because people are smart and they'll make a choice for themselves that works best, whether it's economics, environmental support, convenience. So we've been working to encourage programs that support as many options for people getting to work, including our GoPass program, which is now over 10 years old. The DDA subsidizes about 95% of the cost of a bus pass for employees in the downtown who can ride any ATA bus. They can use this on night ride for the taxi service. That's a shared ride service after hours. They can use it to get a discount to ride on the express bus service. The bus system has become a key ally for us. ATA's growth has been one of the best elements for us because people can ride a bus now later into their workday. There are more buses running, so there's less standing on the buses, which makes it more attractive. I think at the last counting, I think that the GoPass ridership on the AAATA system is over 10% of the total system. These are downtown employees who are consciously making a choice. And from what I understand, it's probably close to 1,000 people a day who have a car, who are choosing not to use the car, who are instead using the bus, which is exactly, it's a parking garage that we haven't had to build because people have found the transit system to be so convenient and so useful for themselves.
And of course, once downtown, we know that the city is becoming more walkable. Moving forward, how are those kinds of endeavors going to create a more sustainable urban environment?
Well, we have had also for the last decade a park once mindset, which is if we can get people to get out of their car and then walk to where they need to go, there are that many fewer cars congesting the roadways, that much, you know, less stuff going into the air. It's more about also enjoying the downtown experience. And so we've put a lot of effort into making sure our sidewalks are walkable and attractive, making sure the light levels are appropriate in the evening, working to make sure that everything is in place for you to walk from Main Street to State Street, State Street to South U to the Carytown area. As much as we can, we're encouraging people to use their feet in the downtown. You'll have a better experience. There's so much you can see and do, so many windows to poke your nose into. It works environmentally, but again, it also works economically, because the more we have you out of your car, the more likely you might be to stop in that shop and maybe browse and potentially be one day a customer.
Well, Susan, we've only been able to scratch the surface of what's going on in terms of downtown sustainability. What's the website where people can find out more about the endeavors underway?
Get a hold of us at the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority website, which is a2dda.org. And also feel free to get a hold of me. My contact is right there on the website. Would love to chat with you. It's something we believe keenly in, that the downtown can be the sustainable heart of a sustainable community.
Susan, thank you so much for your time and happy holidays.
And David, thank you.
That is Susan Pauley. Susan is Executive Director for the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority. And thank you for joining us for another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a segment produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.